On the Lack of Lightning Bolts, written by Catherine Britton and read by Liz Canoy. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. I memorized these verses years and years ago, along with John 3:16 and other verses that good little children in Sunday school learn. In my five-year-old mind, I associated the proverb with a mental picture of a road stretching out for miles until it merged with the horizon. That was the straight road that I could so easily understand, clearly marked, unswerving, and most importantly, unchanging. All I had to do was trust God and keep following that path. Little did I know, right? At times, the journey has felt more like an anecdote that Abraham Lincoln told of a man traveling through a thunderstorm. Through the mud and the sheets of rain, the poor traveler felt that he would lose his way entirely. The thunderclap seemed right overhead, jolting his senses every few moments. Only the flashes of lightning helped him keep to the road. Finally, after a particularly loud crash, the man fell to his knees and cried, "O Lord God, if it's all the same to you, I would like a little more light and a little less noise." The major and minor uncertainties I've encountered, and will encounter in the future, often leave me with that sentiment. I think back to the promise of paths made straight and grumble that the signpost would not be a lot easier to follow if they were in neon. We all ask, "Is this the career path you want me to take, God? Is this the man you want me to marry? Should I buy this house? Are we supposed to settle at this church? In what kind of school should we enroll the kids?" God, I could really use a lightning bolt to clarify things. It's easy to forget that the proverb reserves the promise until the last quarter of the verse, not the first. Review the wording of verse 6 with me. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. I memorized this verse years ago, but I'm still learning it by heart. Task-oriented person that I am, it's easier to visualize myself making progress toward a goal than it is to stop and refocus on inner attitudes. It doesn't occur to me that part of the plan is simply standing still, waiting, and listening. I demand lightning bolts to see God's working, rather than taking responsibility for the part assigned to me. My part lies in the trusting, the repudiating of self, and a settled confidence that He will work all things for His purpose. Then, the path is straightened. We may not even realize it this side of heaven, but the promise is that He guides our feet when our eyes are on Him. I fully believe that the Lord guides us in specific ways, through the Word, through the counsel of godly mentors, through the nudges of the Holy Spirit, and yet we get caught up in the road metaphor a little too much. We're so distracted looking for the path that we forget a lifestyle of worship. To an extent, it matters less what we're doing than how we're doing it. As Paul wrote, "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10:31. The wonder of God's plan for us lies in this. In taking our eyes off the road at our feet and looking to Him, God finds our way for us. Intersecting faith and life. Step 1. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Step 2. Do not lean on your own understanding. Step 3. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Result. Whatever your path, He will direct your steps and make your path straight. For further reading, please check out Psalm 37:34, Philippians 1:4-6.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.